Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, when I was in high school, I used to watch the ropers at our brandings and admire their skill. With the coils of rope in their hand, they would twirl out a loop and spur their horse towards the mass of calves at the back of the corral. The rope would swing in wide circles over their heads, and their arms would speed up at just the last moment before they let the rope go. The nylon would sing out and slap behind the calf's hind legs. The ropers made it look easy. The rope usually went where it was supposed to go. I could do that. I could do that. So my father goes to King's saddlery. His careful eye picks out the perfect nylon rope. He sets up a sawhorse in the backyard. He presses the nylon coils into my hand. Here you go, Nevada. You've got all that you need now to learn to rope. Just watch now for a second. So my father shows me how to build a loop. He shows me how to swing the rope above my head. He shows me how to throw the loop so that only the tip hits the back of the calf's hooves. My own rope makes, or I should say his own rope, makes a snapping sound as he practices and as he sets up a perfect trap for the sawhorse's back legs. You try. So I do. But my loops smack the entire side of the sawhorse and bounce back on the ground. They zip to the front legs rather than the back legs. They make traps that are too small or too big. They fly under the sawhorse's legs and out the other side. I grit my teeth. I swear under my breath. My father nods. You're young. You got energy. You just need lots more practice. Roping was hard. My arm would get sore after a while. My thumb would develop a blister. That nylon would get slick with sweat. The ropers made it look easy, but their skill was the result of long hours of practice, hundreds of hours of practice in some cases. And some days I would shake my head, tie my rope to my saddle, and go into the house to play Nintendo. Done. Well, sisters and brothers, there is a sense in which the Christian life is a lot like roping. We see old saints swing their lassos with ease. Temptations arise. Tests race past them. And then, zip, they've caught the virtue in the situation. They say no to the sins when they need to say no. They say yes to righteousness when they need to say yes. And they make it look easy. So we try our hand at it. But holiness is hard. Doing the right thing is hard. Changing our lives is hard. We like sitting in the house playing Nintendo. We don't like sweating. We don't like practicing swinging that rope over our heads. We don't like things that are boring or difficult. Our shoulders get sore from the practice. Our thumbs develop blisters as we try to retrain our moral muscle memory. We're addicted to what the Roman Catholic theologian Larry Chapp calls the cult of well-being. We are addicted to comfort and to ease. Since I'm a Christian, doing the right thing should just be easy. I should just want to do it. I should have the moral muscle memory in place to make that rope go where I want it to go every single time. It should be easy to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. It should be easy to change my habits. And so we often give up after a few tosses. We wander into the house. The Christian life is hard. Sometimes it's boring. And besides, why bother with all of that work? God is gracious. He's going to forgive me anyway, and he'll look good doing it. So I'm just going to play Nintendo. In our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul's readers have the same problem. They watch the apostles swing their ropes above their heads for a holy life, a virtuous life. And the apostles seem to make it look easy. But living the Jesus life is difficult for the Romans in the world's capital. It goes against the culture. It goes against their ingrained habits. Holiness is hard work. And it goes against their muscle memory. And so some of the Roman Christians give up trying to live a holy life just after a few tosses. The Christian life is hard. It's boring. And besides, why bother with doing all of that hard work? God is gracious. He'll forgive me anyway. And he'll look good doing it. I'm just going to go play Nintendo. But the truth is that the only way you can learn to catch a live calf as a cowboy or holiness as a Christian is practice. And this morning, the triune God gives us all, Americans and Romans alike, a rope and youth's energy to change our moral muscle memory. St. Paul writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died, he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Our Heavenly Father presses the coils of baptism into our hands. In Jesus, he twirls a loop and shows us how it's done. You have all you need to be holy. As the water ran down your brow, I made you one with Jesus by faith. His identity is now your identity. His eternal life, his gusto, his geist, his ghost, his spirit dwells within you. Because of Jesus, you can change. You just need to practice. The triune God drags out a sawhorse into the backyard, and practice begins, saying no to things like vengeful thoughts and yes to forgiveness. Once in a while, God even lets us try our hand at roping a live calf, a particularly difficult situation in life. Much of the time, we are not used to the way that baptism feels in our hands, slick with our sweat. Every time our loop slaps against the sawhorse and falls down, we tend to get discouraged. But our Heavenly Father calls out encouragement. Keep practicing. You've got your rope, baptism. You've got Jesus' eternal life, the vigor of his youth dwelling within you. Reckon yourselves dead to sin and alive to me through Jesus in the Spirit. Sisters and brothers, holiness is hard work. It takes effort to change our lives. It takes sweat. It takes long hours of practice. And it can be tempting to give up after a few misses. Just go in the house to play Nintendo. But the only way that we can learn new moral muscle memory is to practice. To practice dying to ourselves and living to God in Christ Jesus. The only way we can become a saint who slings out their rope and lassos virtue out of every circumstance is to practice. And the good news is that the triune God gives us all that we need to change. Our baptism and our eternal youth in Christ, Jesus' Spirit alive within us. We have died to sin. We don't have to be its slaves anymore. And God gives us Christ's life through baptism to help us. Because Jesus is good news. He is gospel to empower us for holy living. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.